Hello, everybody. This is Miss Spiro, and I'm here today with Sean. How's it going?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Yes.
Can you tell everybody what's new in the news in room 209?
That we just finished the book called By the Great Horn Spoon.
Oh, what did you think of it?
I think it was great.
Tell me what you liked best about the book.
What I liked best of the book that Jack and Praiseworthy found Aunt Arabella and the two sisters, they like finally all met in San Francisco.
Did that surprise you?
Yes.
Yes. Did you expect that Jack would make it back to Boston?
Yes.
Yes, and then they are on their way, and lo and behold, the people that they were trying to find gold to help save showed up in California. Mm. What do you think the book is about?
I think the book is about family.
Oh, say more about that.
Like that, Aunt Arabella and Jack and Praiseworthy, like, they're all reunited in, like, San Francisco.
Oh, that's awesome. What is the most interesting thing that's happened?
About the door handle being broken.
Oh, our door handle. We got to school today and our door handle was broken. Yeah. Why do you think that happened?
I don't know. Maybe, like, someone was playing around our classroom and maybe they accidentally like broke it somehow.
I think somebody was either playing around and broke our door handle, or maybe they were trying to break in. I don't know, but they're gonna fix it, right? The district.
Yeah.
All right, teach us one thing you learned today.
I learned that Aunt Arabella in the book called By the Great Horn Spoon sold their house to visit Praiseworthy and Jack.
Did you, when you found out Aunt Arabella sold the house, did you feel sad for a minute?
Kind of.
Because, why? Do you know why?
Well, I thought, since they have a house, I didn't know where they're going to live, so. But instead, they just came to San Francisco.
That's right. And it's, you have quite a cough there, kiddo.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. It's a little shocking because Jack has been trying to save the house from the whole story. Mm-hmm. So when you find out that Aunt Arabella's like doesn't even care about the house and was like, good riddance, we don't need all those old memories and dusty parts of our past. We're ready to move forward. It feels kind of like different way to look at it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And now, Sean, a little bit about you. What didn't you know you could do until fourth grade?
I don't know. I could, do a fraction. I don't know about the numerator and the denominator. I don't know what those were.
You didn't?
Mm-hmm.
But now you do?
Yes.
Tell me, what is the numerator?
The numerator is the number on the top, and the denominator is the number on the bottom.
And what does that help you think about when you're talking about fractions?
So, like, if you're multiplying or adding, like, top number, like, when you add, like, they move. And for the denominator, like, even though, like, if it's 8 and the other denominator is 4, I'm round 4 to 8. So, like,
you have to make that common denominator?
Yes.
Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, denominators tell us how many parts our whole is broken into.
Yeah.
And the numerator tells us how many of those parts are in the number we're thinking of. So, yeah, you do different things with those numbers. Sometimes they change and sometimes they don't, depending on what you're doing with the numbers. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're understanding fractions more. All right, Sean, lastly, what would you like people to know about you?
That I like to draw. Like, I tried, like, draw, like, a long time ago, but I didn't do very well. So I learned and I tried to draw, but, like, without, like, using images. But that didn't work out very well, so I used images, and it worked out pretty good.
Ah, so you look at something and then try to recreate it?
Yes.
What kinds of things do you like to draw?
Just like a couple random things.
Random things? Can you think of any way to use this interest of yours when you get older?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Well, Sean, it is nice to talk to you today. Thanks for being on our show.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.